This is Susie Thorpe. Cambridge 105
Radio. Now, you haven't got far to go. You're going to be listening now to my lovely guest who I spoke to yesterday, Flavia Ravalli, who is assistant conservator at the museum, Fitzwilliam Museum, actually talking about this most amazing fans exhibition. And here she is talking to me yesterday. Very nice to have you here for Cambridge 105. I'm delighted to be able to get you here, actually, because you're all very busy. And so you've come today to talk about this amazing exhibition. Can you just give us a little bit of insight as to what the exhibition is?
Absolutely. So the Fitzwilliam Museum has an important collection of about 1,500 fans. And most of these came to us in 1985. From the collection of Colonel Leonard Messel and his daughter Anne, Countess of Ross. And they were two of the most important British fan collectors. Their collection was acquired by the Friends of the Fitzwilliam Museum with a grant from the National Heritage Memorial Fund. 30 years after that, so in 2015, we then acquired the collection of Christopher Lennox Boyd. And this came to the museum in lieu of inheritance tax from the government. And these fans are mostly made in England and Europe during the 18th to the late 20th centuries. And there's a huge range of materials, of subjects portrayed on the leaves. This extraordinary collection was so numerous that we had to find a way when it came to us to estimate what the condition was, to know what kind of work was needed and how much time that would take.
Oh, wow. So when you realised you were getting this fantastic collection of fans, you had no idea of the actual conditions. So that was something else you had to consider before you start planning your exhibiting areas.
Exactly. So if you imagine that the earliest of these fans are from the 1730s, 1740s.
Wow, that's old.
Exactly. And they've been used as working objects for a very long time. So they come to us with all sorts of different problems, mostly to the fan leaf. The majority of the leaves are made of paper or vellum or silk. And with time, these materials become brittle and they tend to break, particularly at the pleated folds. So we had to have an idea of what the general condition was. And to do this, we carried out a pilot survey. So we had two conservators look at about 20% of the collection. And because these are such complex mixed media objects, they required input from different specialists. So a paper conservator, Rosie MacDonald, worked alongside an objects conservator, Rebecca Suarez Ferreira, and together they looked at these fans and estimated how long it would take to conserve them, to bring them to a condition where they could be safely handled by researchers and displayed. And that is how this exhibition came about. We decided to display a selection of these fans to give the public an idea of the beauty, the range of this collection, and also to showcase our work behind the scenes at the museum.
Oh, right. So you're actually displaying your behind the scenes moment as well in the exhibition. How is that done?
So various ways. We had a filmmaker come and film the conservators at work, and also our scientist, Paola Ricciardi, as she carries out scientific analyses on some of these fans, and also our curator discussing the history of the fans. So that's part of it. And the video is viewable at the museum, just outside the fan gallery where the exhibition is. And it's also on our website. And within the display itself, an entire room is dedicated to the work we've carried out behind the scenes. So there are panels explaining aspects of conservation work and of scientific analysis. And we display some of the fans without any conservation work carried out on them, just in the condition that they originally arrived at the museum. So some of them are in quite poor condition, in fact, and can't even be picked up. And just to show the type of work that we do on these objects, we decided to display some of them half treated and half as they were. And that shows quite nicely, especially in the case of cleaning, how effective conservation work can be in restoring the original appearance of these objects.
Now, this exhibition started in March, 5th of March, and it's going on until January 2020, which is marvellous, actually. How important is this exhibition?
I think it is learning more about this type of material, the history of fans. As I said, there's a real range in ages and in types as well. There are some modern advertising fans that are quite interesting for the early history of advertising, these are lithographed fans. There are early brise fans. So a brise fan is a fan that doesn't have a leaf. It's just made of rigid sticks. Those were developed for the first time around 1700 in Europe and Asia. And flat leaf fans, so fans that were never mounted, but remain as paintings, as watercolours.
For decoration and for...
That's right. Some artists chose that format for their paintings. And in other cases, we can imagine that these leaves were painted with the idea that they would be mounted onto a folding fan and just never were. They were kept.
Do we know who the original fan designer was? Is there somebody that we know that has it always... Who was the first or country to design a fan?
So we know that folding fans were created in Asia and were then introduced in Europe in the 1500s by merchants and by probably Portuguese missionaries. But
rigid... For the obvious reason, to keep cool.
That's right.
Yeah.
But in the ancient world, fans were used as well. We find some depicted on tomb paintings in ancient Egypt. There were 8 in the tomb of Tutankhamun. And in early Christian Europe, there was a ceremonial fan called the flabellum that we know of. So really, they were used in different parts of the world for a very long time.
Wow. It's almost an object that's really transcended quite a few generations, a few hundreds and hundreds of years, that has really gone undetected, hasn't it?
Exactly. And in the exhibition, there are fans that were used for all sorts of different purposes. The mourning fans given to mourning widows, aide memoir fans, so for card games.
Card games? Why?
That's right.
Why would you have a fan for a card game? That's intriguing.
So we have a casino fan that has the rules of the game printed on it. So I guess that was handy to... remind yourself of the rules of the game you were playing.
So you would hold the fan and you would look behind it to see the rules.
That's right.
Gosh, I never knew that you had that as a sort of a script.
And there's a whole collection of fans with maps printed on them. So those were handy, of course. There's one with a map of central London that has a route drawn onto it. So somebody clearly used it to find their way around London.
Wow. So from all these amazing fans, and you've got, as you say, over 600 fans being exhibited
right
at the moment, are there any particular that tell a truly amazing story?
Yes, there is one fan I particularly like because it was used in a ball at Hornby Castle in Lancashire in the 19th century. And we know that because it has the name of the ball printed on the sticks, on the paper sticks. And each stick has the name of a dance. And the lady that used the fan recorded the name of the gentleman she danced with on each of the sticks for each one of the dances.
Oh, that's brilliant.
In fact, there's a tiny pencil attached to this fan. But it's interesting from a conservation perspective as well, because all that remains now are the sticks. But originally, the fan would have had beautiful pink marabou feathers on top of the sticks, and those are all lost now, likely due to pest activity, perhaps moth larvae, beetle larvae that really like to feed on feathers.
But it's interesting that these fans are still around. Were they preserved? Were they put in a box once they were not used? So if you're saying a lady would use them at a ball, and then presumably she would put them back in a box, is that how they're preserved? Because that's incredible, isn't it? Such a flimsy object can
Absolutely.
Be preserved so carefully for 21st century.
Many were kept as treasured possessions within families and often handed down mostly through the maternal line. But others we find in remarkably good condition, and we can imagine them not being used very much at all, particularly the more expensive, elaborate fans. So really, it varies.
And the reactions to the event so far, have you had some feedback?
Positive reactions so far. It's gathered quite a lot of interest, and I hope more people will go and see it. There's time, as you said, until January.
Flavia, I just wanted to ask you about, you are Assistant Objects Conservator at the Fitzwilliam Museum. That's quite different from curator. What is the difference, and how did you come to be a conservator? It sounds an amazing job, and you clearly sound very passionate about your job.
Oh, thank you. So I actually came to conservation through archaeology, which is what I initially studied. I was always fascinated by ancient materials, but during an internship as a student, I realised that I really liked working with my hands and having such close contact with these ancient objects. So I then went on to study conservation and to work on archaeological sites and museums. So I'm an objects conservator. I work with three-dimensional materials. I work with ancient objects, but also with modern artifacts. I very much work with curators at the museum. For example, when we put on exhibitions, I'll do the practical work on the objects and advise on how they're going to be displayed. And what sort of environmental requirements they need as well during an exhibition.
And I love the title, Fans Unfolded, obviously conserving the Lennox Boyd collection, which is obviously equally as important. But the Fans Unfolded is a great title, isn't it? It obviously states
you.
The
I'm
obvious.
Glad you like it. Yeah,
it does. But thank you so much. It's such an unusual subject.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you, Flavia. That's fantastic. That is Flavia Ravioli from Assistant Objects Conservator at the Fitzwilliam Museum, talking to me, Susie Thorpe, here at Cambridge 105 Radio. Oh, there you go. That was me talking to Flavia yesterday. Really interesting subject, and I hope you get a chance to go along to the Fitzwilliam Museum and to see the Fans Unfolded exhibition, over 600. And if you look on their website, it looks absolutely stunning, and they've got a little video as well. An extraordinary subject to be talking about.